The Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York held oral arguments on Tuesday for the first time regarding the legality of a government surveillance program that collects data on phone calls made within the United States. The program, which began after congressional approval of the U.S. Patriot Act, allows the National Security Agency to collect and keep records of telephone metadata, which includes information about numbers dialed, the time of the calls, and the length of telephone conversations. The government argues the data is useful to find connections between people in the U.S. connected to foreign terrorists. Unlike many federal court proceedings, Tuesday's argument was recorded and made available to the public by C-SPAN. The case, known as ACLU v. Clapper, stems from the leaks made by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden in the summer of 2013.
The same third-party argument that you're making as a matter of constitutional law and the same relevance argument that you're making under the statute apply to bank records and credit card records, don't they?
During the hearing, Judge Gerard E. Lynch questioned if Section 215 of the Patriot Act could be used to justify collection of more than just metadata of telephone calls.
Isn't it at least as relevant to you whether somebody that you have some reasonable suspicion is engaged in terrorist connections used his credit card last week to buy a ton of fertilizer as it is to find out whether he called his gym using his Verizon cell phone?
Assistant Attorney General Stuart DeLary responded that would be correct procedure when there's a criminal investigation.
That the purpose of the bulk collection is to allow for the use of analytic tools in counterterrorism investigation. So it's both the nature of the data, which is interconnected and can be standardized and therefore can be searched through what's called contact chaining to make connections, and in furtherance of a particular type of investigation, which are not ordinary criminal investigations looking back at who perpetrated a crime that we know about, but are designed to be forward-looking. The purpose of this work is to detect and disrupt future plots before an attack can be made.
The crux of the ACLU's argument challenges the legality of surveillance of persons not suspected of any wrongdoing. The lawsuit argues the program violates the First Amendment rights of free speech and association, as well as the rights of privacy protected by the Fourth Amendment. The complaint also charges the Dragnet program exceeds the authority that Congress provided through the Patriot Act. Also debated was whether Congress fully understood the implications of Section 215 of the U.S. Patriot Act and how it would be interpreted by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to authorize suspicionless surveillance programs. ACLU staff attorney Alex Abdo.
Many members of Congress were not aware of the program. Those who were not provided any legal analysis of the program, and even then they weren't allowed to discuss it with their colleagues or their constituents in a way that the Supreme Court has always pointed to.
While bills aimed at reforming the NSA's bulk surveillance have been introduced, they are stalled before Congress. Many legal experts believe the lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union challenging the collection of metadata will likely advance to the Supreme Court level. Rebecca Miles, Free Speech Radio News, New York.